by the end of the summer, we had amassed enough money, and a lot of it from hot dogs, I'll be honest with you, to open our own little restaurants. We've got a brick-and-mortar restaurant now.
Hey, Wanda, how you doing?
I'm fine.
We finally got together, huh?
Yay! Now I was frosting a chocolate cake with peanut butter frosting.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio, broadcasting from hotdogprofits.com. Today we're talking with Wanda Swan. Actually, this is the second time we've talked with Wanda, and the reason that we're on this call today is a little while ago we had an article that we did on Hot Dog Cart News about selling things other than hot dogs from your hot dog cart, and Wanda's got a whole thing that she does with soups, and we're going to get into that today. But first, Wanda, why don't you give everybody a little bit of background? Tell us how you got started and where you're at now. I know your business has really evolved over the last few years. So, Wanda, welcome to Hot Dog Cart Radio.
Well, thank you, sir. We started in 2010. I had an injury at work that left me unable to really use my right arm. And so after a lot of prayer, the hot dog cart idea kept popping into our heads. And so we found your site and ordered the plans and built our hot dog cart. According to your plans, modified it a little bit, painted it bright orange because I wanted it to be Southern, and the most iconically Southern thing I could think of was the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go.
Yeah. So we painted it bright orange and set it on the street corner, and I sold $6,000 worth of hot dogs the first season.
Nice.
And, yeah, a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
The next year, somebody told me about a concessions contract here in the county, so I went and bid on that and got open that door and let us have that. And I was set up at a flea market with my hot dog cart, and a lady walked up, and she said, would you ever consider selling this cart? Which just tells you how nice these things come out looking, because if it's well enough, somebody wants to buy it. Then.
Yeah.
And she said, would you ever consider selling your cart? And I said, well, I guess the price was right. And she said, what would be the right price? And I gave her a really, really high, exorbitant number. And she said, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bank.
Wow.
And, yeah, literally came back with a stack of cash and handed it to me way more than it cost me to build the hot dog cart. And handed it to me and said, give me the title. And I said, okay. and so she's got my hot dog cart, and she runs around the county now with it.
Cool.
But, and so, yeah, we went into concessions, and we did a year just with one concession stand. And then the next year, last summer, got open another door, gave us two more concession stands. So we had three. And I ran like a chicken with my head cut off all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the summer, we had amassed enough money, and a lot of it from hot dogs, I'll be honest with you. To open our own little restaurant. So we've got a brick-and-mortar restaurant now.
Very nice. That is cool. Yeah, I noticed that you got a new website up, too. You're using our free website offer to do the website for your restaurant. It's looking great.
Yes, and it does wonderful, and lots of people subscribe to it, and we send out a different coupon every day. We get on every morning and send out a coupon, and it's always something very specific, like half off a chocolate milkshake or something like that.
Right.
And, yeah, and that brings a lot of business to us from the website. So.
Great, yeah. For those who don't know, we have a free website offer. We'll build your website, and it's a very special kind of website. It's got an email subscription capability built into it, so your customers can subscribe, give you their email address, and subscribe to your website, and you build an email list of your customers, and any time that you post on the built-in blog on that website, it automatically shoots out to all of your customers. So like Wanda said, you can have a special and you just post that on your website and it automatically goes out to everyone on your email list and brings a lot of repeat business in for you. So glad that's working out for you. That's awesome.
And the cool thing about it is you can set up your coupon offers or whatever that you want to put out every morning. You can actually set them up a week in advance and tell the website when to send each offer out. And so you're not having to do it every day. You can do it all at one time.
Yep.
Just set it up, and then it pops out Oh, when it should. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like it. We have a lot of fun building those for people, so that's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's get right to the subject now. Tell us about the foods, that the specific food that you told me about that you were serving from your hot dog cart, and it sounded like it was really profitable and it was a really good draw for the customers. What did you serve, Wanda?
It was soups, homemade soup.
Ah.
And, we had been set up on the corner, and a man came to me and said, I do an auction on Monday nights. Will you come cater my auction and sell your food there? And I said, well, sure. And so we set up, and we just did hot dogs and nachos at first, and everybody's like, well, it's cold, because it was like probably October, November, December, and everybody's going, it's cold, we want soup, we want chili.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, okay, I can make soup. And so I literally got just a camping stove and set it on the back of the hot dog cart and would set my my stock pots up on that and sold soup. And we were getting $3 for a 16-ounce cup of soup.
Nice.
And yeah, and we'd make little corn muffins with it, and they could have crackers or corn muffins, and we sold. I mean, I would run out every night, and I'd have two huge stock pots. It was just all I could carry,
mm-hmm.
and we'd run out every night. And so, yeah, we got quite locally famous. We actually were set up at a event with the hot dog cart several weeks later, and some young man, it was probably a college age young man, come running up to me, and he says, "Have you got your soup with you today?" And I was like, no, sorry. And he's like, oh, man, her soups are die for.
Excellent, excellent.
And, and we actually just became kind of locally famous for our soups. So, yeah, it's kind of neat.
That's great. What kind of soups did you serve?
Well, we started out with just a plain old chicken noodle. And because we were keeping it hot, it was wintertime, so we had to keep it pretty hot, we realized the noodles were breaking down too quickly. So we switched over to a chicken and rice.
Okay.
And that is a huge seller. We actually have to sell that. We have to make it every morning in the restaurant. We go through about 5 gallons of it a day.
Wow.
Here in the restaurant, yeah. And I mean, they come in, they say, I want the chicken and rice. And if we say we're out, we get in a lot of trouble. So, yeah. But we do the chicken and rice. We do a potato soup, and you can get it regular, or you can get it loaded with bacon, sour cream, and cheese.
Mm, that sounds
good. Yeah, it is. And we do a hamburger stew, which is a veggie beef, but it's made with ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the chicken and rice, of course. We do a French onion, and then do what we call a white bean chili, which is, it's a hamburger chili, hamburger tomato chili, but we put, Great Northern beans in it instead of kidney beans.
Okay.
And so it's got a really nice texture to it. So, yeah, it's really good.
Great. Now, when you were doing that from the cart, did you offer multiple soups, or did you just have one kind of soup on each day?
Well, we did two at a time. We would do the chicken and rice, and then we would do the chili, the white bean chili.
Okay.
Sweet. And, yeah, we made a lot of money doing that.
All right. So you'd have, like, one on each burner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, one on each burner, yep.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to ask you for a big favor.
Okay.
Would you give us the recipes for those soups?
Oh, I would love to share my recipes.
All right, cool. Well, just email them to me once we get off the call here, and I'll type them up, and we'll get those out to everybody. So that's great. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, you're welcome.
So,
yeah, I'll see if I can get that to you today.
Okay, thanks. What do people need to know if they're going to do the soups? Are there any special techniques, any tricks, anything that you found works better than others?
The biggest thing with soup is you can't rush it. You know, don't turn the burner up. Let it stay low. Let it cook slow. We use most of our soups have got either a beef broth base or a chicken broth base. And we just use those, just the kind you buy in your regular grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer the beef broth or the chicken broth over the stock, because the stock will actually burn faster than the broth will.
Okay.
So if you're trying to hold it for a long time, you want the stock instead of the broth.
Okay.
So the broth's got a little more flavor to it, but the stock holds better. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds great. For everybody that was looking for an alternative food to serve, I think we've just come up with a winner here. The only consideration is definitely check with your health department first and find out what you need to do to comply to your local codes. Wanda has a restaurant, so I'm sure that, you know, you prepare it there and then everything's fine. You may need to get a commissary to do this. If you do, we can certainly help you get commissaries. I've got tips and tricks that work real well for getting one. A lot of times at no charge at all. So if you need to know, just shoot me an email and we'll send you that little thing that we made up on how to get a commissary. But Wanda, I think you're truly inspirational, starting out with one easy-built hot dog cart, then moving up to multiple concession stands, and finally your own brick-and-mortar restaurant there in Hagerstown, Maryland. Congratulations. I just think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's been awesome all the way. I mean, you know, if it hadn't been for the hot dog cart, you know, we would have been financially in a terrible space because I tore a tendon in my arm and couldn't get a job because nobody's going to hire you with a bum arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hot dog cart, you know, really saved our bacon, so to speak, because, I mean, you know, with me not working, I've got five kids still at home. So with me not working, that would have been an interesting financial situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
well,
the hot dog cart, I mean, even on the worst day on the hot dog cart, I was making more than I would have if I was just sitting at home nursing my arm. So
beautiful.
You know. And it was good. And I met a lot of wonderful people and got to pray with a lot of people. I mean, they would come up to the hot dog cart sometimes just to get me to pray for them.
Nice.
Because they found out I would pray for them right on the side of the street. So people would come up and say, I want a hot dog, but I need you to pray for me first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Lord provides, right?
He does. He does. He watches over us. He's really good to me.
Yep, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Wanda. Well, I'll check my email for those recipes. No rush. Whenever you can get them to me, that's fine. And we will compile them and put them together in a nice little, maybe in a PDF that people can download and get started selling soups on their hot dog carts.
That would be excellent. Tell them if they want to call me or email me to just contact me through the website, and I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And one last question. Does everyone in Maryland speak with a Southern accent?
No. I told my husband I wasn't going to move to Maryland because they were going to laugh at my accent. I am from the mountains of Western North Carolina,
uh-huh.
So I'm a certified hillbilly.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Wanda. Well, thanks, and it was great talking to you again.
All right, Steve. Thanks, honey.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Whether you want to start your own hot dog cart or you've already been slinging hot dogs for a while, there's something for you at my website, www.hotdogprofits.com. See you there.